Dear Rabbi Lechschlit, I have often learned that death was not intended for this world, but as a consequence of the sin of Adam and Chava. How could it not have been intended if the acts and consequences are detailed in the Torah, and the Torah is the blueprint of the world and existed before creation? Thanks very much. Anonymous from Jerusalem. Okay, the truth is your question could be asked on many, many things that are in the Torah. How could people have free choice if the Torah existed before the world, and in the Torah it already said what people were going to do, the various sins, and so on. Basically, the Ramban says that which the Torah existed before the world wasn't in the state that we have it now, but was in the state of combinations of letters that made up God's name, and how those letters of God's name eventually came together depended on the free choice of people here in this world, and therefore the free choice of Adam and Chava necessitated the plan that God had for the world if man would sin, which necessitated death. All of that was contained in all of the various possibilities that God knew of, and what God knows does not affect free choice, and the Torah came into the form we know it as things came about, but it all was part of that Torah that existed before the world was created in the form of the various names of God, which contained all the different eventualities and possibilities, plan A, plan B, plan C, and so on, based on what people's free choice, where it would lead them.